You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms, while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by Jane, a practice management software and EHR that's here to make private practice life a little easier. Running a private practice means managing a lot of moving parts, and that's why I love how Jane helps bring a bit of calm to the busy by allowing me to create custom automations to help streamline my workload. Need to send intake forms or appointment reminders? Jane can automate those things, helping clients show up prepared and on time. And when it's time to pay, it's all taken care of. No extra credit card swipes or billing cleanup later, or having to go to a different system to file insurance claims. I want my practice management system to be something that feels like a teammate, not just more tech to figure out. And that's why I switched to Jane. One of the things that I absolutely love most about Jane, their support team and customer service. You get unlimited help from real humans, even on Saturdays, by phone, email, or chat, all at no extra cost. If you're looking for an EHR that cares as much about the business side of your practice as you do about your clients, click the link in the show notes to book a free demo to learn more. And if you're ready to dive in, you can use my code ASHLEY1MO for a 1 month grace period on your new account. Today, we're diving into a topic that is incredibly close to my heart, something I'm really passionate about. And it's about why I believe that in starting your private practice, online is not just a viable option, but arguably the best first step, especially for moms and women therapists. When you're starting out building a private practice, it can feel like there's so many different decisions to make and sort through, and there are. And deciding to start your practice in person versus online can be one of those big choices. So I want to explore that decision today and offer my opinion on things that you may want to consider, because I'll be honest, I do believe that if you are starting out building a private practice, you should start out doing it online. And we will get into my reasons for that in a minute. But before we dive into the discussion on things to consider in making that choice, I want to share a bit about my own journey and why I am passionate about supporting other women in building an online practice. For me, it's been a path filled with challenges, learning curves, and ultimately empowerment. And my hope is that by sharing my story and insights, you'll find the inspiration and information you need to embark on your own journey towards building a thriving online practice. So let me set the scene. It's 2015, and I recently moved to Maui, Hawaii with my husband due to his job with the Coast Guard. Before I moved, I was working as a medical social worker at a hospital in New Orleans where I lived. And during that time, I was also working part-time or kind of on the side for one of the, not going to name the name, but I call them like big box therapy companies. Now, again, this was in 2015, and this was when online therapy was just barely starting. I remember seeing like some advertisements on TV for some of these big box companies. So it was just the beginning. I had some experience with working with clients online before our big move. And when I moved to Hawaii, I really had intended to find a job similar to what I had in New Orleans, but I couldn't find work. Maui is a really small island, and it is a place very much of who you know and where you're from. So when I couldn't find a job, I decided to take on clients and hopefully start a private practice. But at the time, I didn't know anything about how to actually start a practice, let alone an online one. I did know that I wanted to offer online therapy because I felt like it could be beneficial in providing services throughout the islands, right? Like this is an area that doesn't always have access to resources. So if there's somebody, you know, on another island that needed support, I could do that through online therapy. But I really had no idea how to actually market a practice that way, or build an online practice. I mean, I didn't really know how to build a practice at all. And again, remember that this was 2015. There wasn't support around building your own online practice. It really was, if there was support, it was just a private practice, you know, brick and mortar office. And if you wanted to work online, really the only options at the time were kind of working for a big box company. So I knew I wanted to start a practice, but I did not have the finances to begin paying for rent of an office without already having clients. I couldn't pay to have an office building sit empty if I didn't have clients coming in. But I needed to start marketing and getting referrals, but I needed a place to be able to meet with those people if I was going to start seeing those referrals. I needed space to do that. So I found someone that did have a space, and I paid kind of a flat rate per hour. It was a wellness center, and so it wasn't a really a great fit for a variety of reasons and for some confidentiality reasons, but it was what I needed. And I really was only going to have to pay for when I was there. But I didn't really have set consistent hours, so it was hard to have consistent sessions. I wasn't getting the consistency in having a space that I really needed in order to make a practice work. So fast forward a few months, and I eventually found another clinician. I don't even know how we found each other, but I found her, and she was starting a group practice. And I joined her along with another provider, and we started this group. And since I wasn't the owner, I didn't have to pay for the overhead. I didn't have to cover the office, the EHR, the utilities. I worked as the clinic director and helped in a lot of other ways, but I did not have the financial burden of the practice. And while I was seeing clients in person on the island of Maui, I still was seeing clients online back in Louisiana on my own. I was still licensed there and I was seeing them through telehealth. So I was continuing to work online, and occasionally I did use telehealth with some clients that I saw in the group practice for the time that I was there. So when I left the group a few years later after having my son, we then soon moved back across the country to New Orleans. And I loved what I had in private practice. I loved the flexibility, the ability to make my own hours and not really have to answer to anybody else. But I also could not imagine having to start the process of building a brick and mortar office, only to have to close it down again 3 years later when we would move. So at the very start of 2019, when I decided to start my own practice, it really just made sense to make it completely online. I didn't have to worry about the cost of furnishing an office or paying for an office space if I didn't have clients yet. And when I look at the costs it would have taken to start a private practice in person versus what I actually spent, I could not imagine running, but especially starting a private practice any other way. And I'll be honest, even though at the time I had been practicing online for a while, I still had reservations. Would clients take me seriously without a physical office? Could I maintain the same level of therapeutic connection, seeing somebody through a screen? And these doubts, they really did linger. But the more that I researched, the more that I realized that not only was the landscape of therapy changing, but that if building an online practice was what would work for me in order to have a thriving, meaningful career that I could have through babies and military moves, then I was going to have to lean into my values and lean into my beliefs that online therapy could provide the same impact with clients as in person. And I was going to build a practice that worked for me and not based on what others told me wouldn't work. I had people tell me that it wasn't going to work. And so it dawned on me that building an online practice really wasn't just about adapting to the times. It was about creating a practice that aligned with my personal and professional goals. Now, for many clinicians, online therapy was never even on their radar, let alone considered a viable way of practicing until 2020 when the world shut down and providers were forced to figure out how to see clients online. And while I think many providers had every intention of always going back into the office, they began to discover the benefits that working online gave them. And they realized that the rise of telehealth services was not going to be just a temporary trend from the pandemic. It became and was becoming a mainstay in the healthcare industry. Clients started actively seeking out online therapists because of the convenience and flexibility and accessibility that it gave them. So, if you are thinking that having an online practice isn't going to bring you clients, hang tight because I believe it is quite the opposite.
We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting.
So now let's talk about some of the most common misconceptions about an in-person private practice. Many believe that having a physical office lends to more credibility or professionalism. And while that may have been the norm in the past, it really is essential to consider the realities. One of the big things is to consider overhead costs. With having a physical practice, you have things like renting the office space, then furnishing it, maintaining utilities. Those things can be financially draining, especially if you are just starting out. I remember speaking with a colleague and a friend who was starting her own practice in person and was investing thousands of dollars just in getting everything set up between rent and furnishing the place, only to find herself struggling to break even within those first months. And then there's time constraints that just exist when you have an in-person office. Commuting, setting things up, and adhering to fixed office hours can eat into valuable time that really could be spent with family or on caring for yourself. When I've looked back at working for that group practice, I realized that even though I worked on a small island, I was spending an hour in my car daily getting to and from the office. And I cannot imagine having to factor in a commute time now that I have kids. There's no doubt that I would be more stressed and would definitely miss family moments, because if I am working based on the times that I am in my office versus the times that work for me online, then I'm going to be missing some things. And then with a physical office, the reality is you also have geographical limitations. A physical office ties you to one spot, limiting your client base and making relocations challenging. For those of us that have a partner or spouse in the military or that have a career that just requires frequent moves, this can be a significant hurdle. So I want to dig deeper for a second into something that I think is so important to understand, that online therapy is not a less than version of therapy anymore. In fact, it is becoming a preferred model for many clients. Before 2020, yes, virtual therapy absolutely was around, but most people still associated therapy with a couch, a box of tissues, and a therapist sitting across from them in the same room. But COVID-19 completely changed that landscape, and suddenly telehealth was not optional, it was necessary. And you know what people found is that it worked. Studies have been conducted on telehealth for years, way prior to the pandemic. And studies have shown that telehealth is just as effective as in-person sessions for most issues. Clients who were working with therapists during the lockdown and during COVID began to love the convenience, the privacy, and the ability to have sessions without taking time off, fighting traffic, or figuring out childcare. And that convenience didn't go away when lockdown ended. And so now, here we are today, 5 years later, and clients are expecting that you offer online options. They are searching for providers on Psychology Today or Google and filtering by telehealth because they want someone who gets their life, who gets how busy they are, how hard it is to carve out space for therapy, and how valuable their time is. And so if you're worried that clients won't want online therapy, I want to reassure you, they already do. And if you're not offering it, there's a good chance you're actually missing out on the clients you most want to serve. When I do an initial consultation for potentially new clients, I always tell them that I only see clients online. After I share a little bit about myself and my practice and the way that I work online, I always ask, how does that sound like it fits with what you're looking for? And in 7 years that I've had an online practice, I've only ever had one person say that they really wanted to see somebody in person, and that was pre-COVID. They were not open to trying to work online. And so it was a thanks, but no thanks. And again, that was before the pandemic. Now, I've had clients call, and even though it is all over my website saying that I only see people online, they still reach out to me and that say that they are looking to see somebody in person. But after talking to me, and because they really wanted to work with me, because they connected with me and what I said on my website, and they really felt like that I was the best therapist to support them, they were willing to try online therapy, at least for a few sessions. And we agreed that if it didn't feel like a good fit, then we would refer out. And after one session, I remember this one particular client, after one session, she was sold. She expressed just how much she valued the ability to have therapy from the comfort of her home, especially on days when leaving the house felt overwhelming. And this feedback was a real, you know, testament to the growing acceptance and preference that many people have for online therapy. So I want to shift gears now and talk about the practicality and about the financial benefits of starting your practice online. Because really, this part is important, especially for moms like me who are trying to make financially wise decisions while navigating things like maternity leave, childcare costs, or what it takes to transition from agency or community-based work. And so things to consider, again, when you have a in-person office, you have some upfront costs, and those can include office rent, right? Some places are going to require a first, last month rent and deposit. You're also going to have to cover furnishing your office, right? If you have a waiting room, you're going to have to cover having things there in addition to your own office space. And then depending on how your lease works, you may also be responsible for utilities and cleaning. And if you are in an area where you want to make sure that people know that your practice is there, you're going to have to pay for business signage as well. And then the basics too, office supplies and technology, like to be able to run your practice. And then just your general marketing pieces, right? So the basic things that would be there if you were seeing people online are there as well, but then you have a lot of added additional costs. I mean, reality is you could be looking at thousands of dollars just to get the door open. And if that office sits empty because your caseload is still building, that's money going out with none coming in. So compare that to saying, I'm going to start out by building this online. And again, you can always eventually say, now I want to move into a space. But if you are starting, if you are just starting out online, you can work from home. So you're not paying for rent and you really don't need fancy furniture. I mean, how many of us have had a session where we set up our laptop on top of a stack of books and we're sitting in our bedroom or we're sitting in a closet, right? We just need a clean, quiet background and good lighting. And then you have your EHR, the expense for that, and whatever telehealth platform you're using. And, you know, depending on who you're going through, you can get that for under $100 a month. And of course, you're going to have your marketing. So I always am a big advocate of having a website, again, whether you're in person or online, but you don't have to start with a super, super expensive website. You can easily build a one pager through Squarespace or do that through Canva that you can then eventually move over to something like Squarespace, but you can start cheap. And then you can begin building a referral network through, you know, fellow colleagues that you meet online, or even still connecting with people in the community is super, super important. So realistically, if you wanted to start online, you absolutely could do this for under $500 in those kind of startup costs. And in many cases, it may even be less than that, which what does that mean? It means that you are profitable faster and you're not digging yourself into a financial hole, kind of hoping to maybe climb out of 6 months later if you are still waiting for clients. Reflecting on my own journey, I can confidently say that choosing to start my private practice online was honestly one of the best decisions that I've made. It allowed me to build a thriving practice without compromising my role as a mom or giving up a career that I loved simply because the military said it was time to move. I had the freedom to design my schedule, the flexibility to be present for my family, and the financial benefits of reduced overhead costs and not having to start up every relocation. I remember a particular day just this year when I was able to attend my son's Halloween party in the morning and then conduct sessions with clients in the afternoon. This balance was something that I had longed for and had wanted for, and it was only possible because of the flexibility that an online practice offered me. I wasn't missing out on either end. I got to be present for my family and still showed up fully for my clients in my practice. And that's really the heart of what I want to share with you today. It's not just about avoiding overhead or working in yoga pants, which, I mean, let's be honest, both of those things are amazing. But it's about building a career that actually supports your life rather than competes with it. So let's talk about what's probably bubbling up for you as you hear all of this, right? The doubts, the objections, the fears, you know, but I don't know where to start. That's totally valid, but here's the good news. You don't have to figure it out alone. There are systems and supports out there, like my program Built to Run, and that guide you step by step through what to do and when. You don't need a business degree. I honestly thought I did and considered going back to school for that at one point, but you don't. You just need a roadmap. And so you may also be thinking, well, but will I feel isolated? And I'll be honest, that's one of the most common concerns that I hear from moms starting their practice. And the truth is that it can feel lonely, but you don't have to do it alone. There are so many other women just like you building this from the kitchen table, one client at a time. So find your community and lean into them. And then you may also be saying, yeah, but what if I mess something up? And that is the perfectionist in you talking. And I get it. But let me tell you that you are so capable of learning as you go. Every successful business owner starts before they feel ready. That's how they become successful. And every successful business owner also makes mistakes. So let me gently ask you, are your fears helping you build the life you want, or are they keeping you stuck in someone else's idea of what success looks like? Here's what I know. You did not get a master's degree to work around someone else's calendar forever. You didn't become a therapist just to answer someone else's productivity goals. You did it because you care, because you want to help people heal, and because you believed you could create a life that was meaningful and full. So what if you started building that life today? What if your practice gave you the freedom to pick up your kids from school and never miss a soccer game? What if your mornings were yours to journal, sip coffee, and prepare for your day instead of rushing out the door? What if your income could actually support your family and dreams, and you were the one that was in control of it? And that's what's possible when you say yes to building your practice online on purpose and on your terms. You don't have to hustle harder, you just have to build smarter. So here's your next step. If this conversation sparked something in you, I want you to follow on that tug, on that pull. You don't have to overhaul your life tomorrow, but you can start one small step. Maybe it's downloading a free guide. Maybe it's grabbing a notebook and writing out your vision. Maybe it's saying yes to a support system with something like Built to Run. You know, I created Built to Run because I have walked this road. I piecemealed it. I Googled it into the void. I cried over tech glitches, and I built the system that I wish I had when I was starting out so that you don't have to go it alone and make the mistakes that I did. So if you are ready to start your online practice in a way that's strategic, supportive, and sustainable, you can check out the link in the show notes to check out the Built to Run program. You deserve a practice that works for you, not the other way around. I want to thank you so much for spending this time with me today. And of course, if you found this episode helpful or you know a friend that could benefit from it, please share this with them. And you can also reach out to me on Instagram at Raise to Empower. I always love to hear your takeaways and your questions. And so until next time, remember that you were raised to empower your clients, your family, and yourself. I'll see you back here next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find this space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.